One thing that many people focus on with social media marketing is going viral. Going viral on social media often means getting more eyes on your content. But just because you go viral doesn't mean you build instant trust, authority, or conversions, and it's definitely not the best option for sustainable growth. Here's the thing. You're not an influencer. You're not building a business based on trends. You're building a trusted brand, and a trusted brand is built through establishing your authority. Authority is what brings in dream clients consistently and does it without burnout. In today's episode, I'm showing you three ways to build authority in your business without going viral on social media. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. So since Threads came out, one of the goals for people has been to have a thread go viral. Funny thing is that most threads that go viral for business owners often has nothing to do with their actual business, their skill set, anything like that. I've had this happen a few times, and honestly, it was just annoying because viral threads also bring in the trolls. It usually gets to the point that you end up turning off commenting, or I've even seen some people go and delete their threads just to stop getting all of the notifications. The thing is that you don't need to try to go viral to build your authority, to generate leads, or to sign clients. So let's dig into the three ways to build authority without going viral on social media. Okay, so the first way is to teach with depth through long-form content. So let me break this down for you. Social media marketing involves short-form content, which makes it hard to go in-depth. It's harder to have, you know, those deeper conversations around certain topics and concepts. But through long-form content like podcasts, blogs, even email marketing, you can go into greater depth. You can have those deeper conversations. You're not limiting yourself to, you know, 30-second reels and IG stories. You know, when people consume long-form content like podcasts, you have their attention for a good 20 to 30 minutes, which means you can have more meaningful conversations. Your long-form content isn't adding to the noise in the online space. You're providing more substance. You're giving people something that they can actually chew on, that they can actually, you know, really sit with, think about. It's not just them scrolling through or trying to get a quick hit, like a quick dopamine hit. With your long-form content, you're really helping shift mindsets. You make your ideal client problem aware. You're giving your ideal client solutions and so much more. And so by going deeper in your content, you're allowing your audience to experience your thought process, your values, your frameworks, your client results. You're allowing them to experience all of these things. Long-form content allows you to create content that shows your audience your expertise in action. So like, it gives people an idea of like what it's like to work with you. What is your coaching style? You know, what type of service provider you are. That is one of the things I absolutely love about podcasting. And even with my email marketing and blogging, I can really bring forth like, hey, this is who you're going to get when you hire me. This is how I work with my clients. This is what it looks like for me to coach you or consult you on a certain thing. Like, this is exactly who you're going to get. And this is what I support clients with inside of the Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. So whether you want to start a podcast, turn your current podcast into an authority builder for more leads and sales, leverage blogging, and or, you know, incorporate email marketing, this is the type of strategic content I help you plan so you can build your authority without relying on social media. I really help you look at, okay, how can we go deeper? How can we have more meaningful conversations that is going to hook your ideal client? That's really going to help them to see that you are the person that they need to be working with. Your offer is the exact solution they need. And again, it's harder to do that in a single social media post. But with a podcast episode, you can convey a lot of that in a single episode. Even a blog post, you can convey a lot of that. Really focusing in on a specific topic, a specific concept, answering a specific question. You're not limited by, you know, people's attention span when it comes to these other platforms. Now, this isn't to say that your blog posts can be like, you know, 5 pages long, or your emails are, you know, paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs long, but you can go a lot deeper on those platforms compared to social media. Okay, so the next way to build authority without going viral is through online speaking engagements. Now, you have so many options for speaking engagements, and I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but just as a refresher, you have podcast guesting, speaking at in-person conferences and events, guest trainings inside of memberships, masterminds, or other private communities, speaking at virtual summits and events, so like doing audio summits and different things like that. And these are all considered collaborations. And when you leverage collaborations like speaking engagements, you essentially borrow the host's audience and the trust that they have already established with that audience. And so this fast tracks your credibility. You also get in front of already established audiences, which boost your visibility. You don't need a huge audience to build your authority. You literally can borrow other people's audiences. You need to just make sure you're getting in front of the right people to build your authority. You need to get in front of your ideal clients, the people who want and need what you have to offer, the people who can benefit from your expertise, who are actively looking for your expertise and solutions. If you're looking for more speaking engagement opportunities, the first thing you want to do is create your signature topics and have a clear idea of where you want to direct people after they hear your talk. So really thinking about, what is your call to action going to be? What is the next logical step for them to take after they hear you speak? This is something I actually planned for you during the Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. So if you decide that, you know, speaking engagements are going to be one of your ways of getting visible, I plan out your signature topics and I map out where like that's going to funnel to. So what your call to action is going to be, what is the next logical step for people to take after they hear your talk? And so I create 3 to 5 signature topics and call to actions that align with your business goals and offers. I also find virtual speaking engagement opportunities for you. So all of that, you get the support inside of the Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. But if you're just getting started with this, you can start with your own network. Let them know what you want to do, what your signature topics are, and ask if they know of any opportunities for you. A lot of times we only look to our network, like, you know, for referral purposes and different things like that, when it's like, well, no, they may know people who are hosting events or who have a podcast in which they're looking for guests or, you know, are running these private communities. That would be a great way for you to get in front of new audiences. But you got to let your people know what you're doing. You got to tell them, hey, you know, I want to do more speaking engagements. These are my signature topics. This is my ideal, you know, audience. Do you know anyone who is looking for, you know, my expertise or who serves this audience? It's that simple. Okay. Now, the third way you can build authority without going viral is to create more content around your process or framework. Now, a lot of business owners don't do this because they feel like this is too obvious, or this type of content isn't profound enough, or it's too educational. But the reality is that this is the exact type of content your ideal client needs. This is one of the best ways to build authority because it's proof that you actually know what you're doing and you actually know what you're talking about. So sharing your unique process or framework gives potential buyers a glimpse into what it's like to work with you. So kind of like how I mentioned earlier, how you can go deeper in, you know, your podcast content, your email content, your blog content. So this is kind of connected with that, in that you can go deeper by really breaking down like what your process is, like walking people through, this is exactly what happens when we work together. This is the framework I walk you through. This is how I apply, you know, your business or whatever, you know, this framework to your business or to whatever it is, like however you support your client. But this is a really great way to build authority. You know, naming and sharing your method builds trust because it shows structure, clarity, and repeatable results. For instance, my non-social media marketing framework consists of three parts. I focus on having a visibility platform, a connection slash nurturing platform, and a sales platform. And so when I support my clients, I break down what type of platform you need for each one. So what your visibility platform is going to be, what your nurturing platform is going to be, what your sales platform is going to be. And then I walk you through how to leverage each one in your marketing and support with creating a strategic plan for each platform. And so my process for helping you decide on what platform to use for each of these is looking at, one, your current capacity. Like, one of the things you know I'm big on here is, what is your current capacity? Because I don't want you burnt out. I don't want you running yourself in the ground to build this business, because that is not how it should be. You don't have to, you know, burn yourself out, run yourself into the ground or anything like that to have a profitable business. Then I look at, how do you actually enjoy creating content? I am really big on marketing should be fun. How you're creating content should light you up, because if it doesn't, you're not going to be committed to it. You're going to resent doing it, and you're not going to see the results you want to see. And then lastly, I look at, what are you already doing in your marketing? Many of you already have an email list. You're just not consistent with it. Or you already started the podcast, but you're not creating consistent content with it. Like, a lot of you already have these things. It's just now we need to really build it in as part of your marketing strategy and being more strategic in how you're showing up, what type of content you're creating, and all of that. So those are the things that I look at. That is my process. These are things that you yourself can walk your audience through in your content, whether it's your long-form content, email marketing, or even if you're doing a speaking engagement, you can walk people through your process, walk them through your framework. I've shared this process, you know, on my own podcast, when I've done podcast guesting, when I've spoken at audio summits. Like, I share this because it's part of what it's like to work with me. Like, this is the exact framework I am going to apply to your business when we work together. And so, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, I'm going to walk you through the process so you can kind of envision what it's going to be like for you. So, as we wrap this episode up, one of the things I want to say is that you're not behind if your Reels or Threads posts aren't going viral. You're not doing anything wrong. You're building a business that lasts. I want you to focus on being seen as an authority by the right people instead of trying to be seen by everyone. The goal is not for everyone to see your content. The goal is for the right people to see your content. The only people that matter are the people who actually want and need what you have to offer. If you want support with building a marketing strategy that doesn't rely on going viral and lean into sustainable marketing that focuses on getting more of the right eyes on your business, then book your Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. When we work together inside of this VIP experience, you're going to walk away with a non-social media marketing plan for your visibility platform, nurturing platform, and sales platform. You will have so much clarity on how to grow your business without burnout, and will finally start marketing in a way that fits your current season of life. So head on over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/VIP experience to book yours today. This will also be linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, mama, that is it for this episode. I'll catch you in the next one. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, Mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.